Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Guard Your Heart, Cooperating with God. In this session, we'll be looking at Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 27, Guard Your Heart. Let's read our text as we begin. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning with verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Verse 23 of that passage in Proverbs describes the significance of the heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. In this brief verse, King Solomon identified four principles of guarding your heart. First, recognize that your heart is a treasure. Verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. We must recognize the treasure of the heart. This verse identifies guarding your heart as more important than anything else. There are two phrases that should just jump off the page at you. With all diligence, this communicates the priority. The issues of life, this communicates a promise. An important Christian doctrine is self-denial, one of the key aspects of following Christ. Luke 9:23 says, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Could it be that we only die to self when we guard our heart? Jesus, in Mark 12:30, Jesus declared that we should love the Lord with Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. In Matthew 15, verse 16 down to verse 20, Jesus stated that the things that come out of the heart defile a man. He also taught in Luke 12:34, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, the prophet Samuel learned that God does not evaluate people by outward appearance, but instead he looks at the heart. Dr. Charles Ryrie defined the heart as the very core of life. Our heart is the truest expression of who we are. Second, prioritize the task of guarding your heart. Verses 21 and 22. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. If I asked you to identify the top Christian disciplines, where would guarding your heart rank? Expected answers would be worship, prayer, Bible study, evangelism. However, the command to guard our heart rarely receives the priority that God's word places on it. Guarding your heart is more about feeding your soul than avoiding sin. When our heart is strong, we can resist the temptations that cause many believers to stumble. Make guarding your heart a top priority of your Christian life. And then third, minimize the trash that affects your heart. Verses 24 to 27. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. These Old Testament verses are very similar to a passage in the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Both passages emphasize the need to remove some things from our lives so that we can run the race of faith. Sin in our lives is like trash which needs to be taken out. Some trash is easy to identify. Immoral behavior that damages your relationship with Jesus Christ, and sinful acts that hurt other people. These stand in the way of God's will for your life. But other trash is more difficult to discern and to remove. A lack of faith and unwillingness to forgive, materialism, pride, and wrong religious beliefs can stop the flow of the issues of life, just like the easily identified sins can. Trash, whether it's big or small, is still trash. Just like the Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:21, we should engage the challenge to cleanse our lives so that we will be vessels for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. And then fourth, energize your heart with truth. Verse 20, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your heart to my sayings. This emphasis to give attention to the truth of God's word is followed in verse 22 by the promise of life and health. We need truth. Jesus said the truth would set us free. Solomon here told his son to hold instruction close to his heart. We live in a world that is often opposed to truth. Our culture promotes tolerance over truth. But God's word reminds us that there's a difference between right and wrong, good and bad, righteousness and evil. There's a difference between facts and truth. Facts provide information, but truth produces transformation through application. Most people who identify themselves as Christians know the facts of faith. They know about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. They know about prayer. They know about witnessing, but few apply the truth to know the Lord and the power of his resurrection in their lives. Guarding your heart is energizing your life with the transforming truth of God's love and his word. Never treat the Bible as a collection of facts. Pay attention and listen to it closely, because God's word is alive. The Apostle Paul said that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. The prophet Jeremiah described it as a fire that burns in a man's soul and as a hammer that shatters a rock to pieces. Your heart is the navigational equipment of your life, and it must stay aligned with God. By guarding your heart, you stay locked on to God's will and the issues of life. You think about all that as we begin this study on guarding our heart, and you have a great day.